from the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. Travel with a third generation travel icon, Linda Perillo. The Fox News Medical All-Stars featuring Dr. Mark Siegel, Dr. Marty McCary, Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, and the OG, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Legal analysis from former prosecutor and court journalism superstar Imran Ansari and Christine Nicholas, the quintessential heartbeat to New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. Now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, it is Tuesday, which means it's time to talk travel at Radio Night Live. And that's where my rose to my thorn comes and joins me here in the studio. I'm the thorn, she's the rose. Let's not be confused about that. Linda Perillo is back with us. Linda, do you have big travel plans this spring? Are you taking your gaggle of kids somewhere?
No. That would be a no. We have nothing planned. My daughter's getting married.
Oh, that's right.
And I have her bridal shower in April.
Yeah, your life is essentially over until that's done.
Kind of, sort of. Yep, that's how it goes. So, yeah.
All right. You know. Well, there's an increasing, I know you've watched the news, and we've talked a little bit about some of the challenges as to why they are this way, but the flights getting canceled and the backups and all the rest of it have gotten so bad. How bad are they? That's what comes next. They've gotten so bad that there are now 5 U.S. airports that they have ranked with the worst flight disruptions and are encouraging people to avoid. What are they, and what's going on that makes them so terrible?
Interesting crew. That's what I can say, because you know what? Guess what? None of them are in the tri-state.
Ta-da! Love that. Love that.
Looky. So in general, we've had fewer flight disruptions this year, fewer cancellations and delays. You know, they go back and forth on this, Kevin, right? You know, everyone bees and moans about all this, the cancellations and delays, and then we had that huge FAA cancellation across the board with the board, and you know, but for the most part, we're getting fewer flight disruptions and cancellations. Now, you know, here's the thing: one of them is Maui's airport, which is Kahului Airport in Maui, Reno, Tahoe. Okay. Harry Reid in Las Vegas. Now, here's my thing. If you are coming or going from Maui, you don't care. And the other thing is, if you played a lot and won a lot in Las Vegas, you don't care either.
Though if you did lose a lot, you might care. You
want to get the H out of there, right? This one does not surprise me, because this is a city within a city within a city. The Dallas-Fort Worth DFW airport get it, man. That's got its own a nucleus. I mean, really, it's its own nation inside a city. Like, it's crazy there. It's huge. Lots going on. Just to get, you know, part of it is that, you know, when you're at DFW is a hub, right? So there's so many planes going in and out of there. And one of the things that causes the delays is the terminals are so far from each other. You have
they
to
are.
Take... at SkyTram, or what, I don't know what they call it there. So that the problem is that people cannot get to where they're going, and these flights can't take off. If you're missing 30 people that were trying to get a connection, say from New York, you know, you can't leave without those people. Their baggage has been transported over. So that causes a delay too. And once you get these planes on the tarmac, they're waiting in line like all the other ones. So it causes a big delay. And the other one was, okay, close enough, was Boston, was Logan. But LaGuardia didn't make it. JFK didn't make it. And Newark didn't make it. Interesting,
Do you
right?
think that's simply because we just manage our airports out of the necessity? We just manage them better?
I don't know, because – we get attacked for so many other things, but you know, we do have a lot of traffic going in and out, and maybe we are a little better. Maybe the delays aren't as bad as we conceive them to be, you know, when you pin them up against these delays too, right? So Kevin, like everything else in life, it's relative, right? It's all relative. How many planes do you have going in and out of Maui? Do you have 30 a day, 50 a day, 20 a day? How many do you have going out of JFK? You know, 700? And what's the delay ratio there? So, you know, again, it's really, what is this really based on? So,
That's it. I'm glad that none of ours are, and I'm going to have to experience that here in the next week, because my oldest son is going down to North Carolina to see some people, and I'm going to have to go pick him up at, you know, 8 in the morning. And sit in rush hour to get there back and forth. But glad to know that they'll be most likely on time because it's a tri-state airport and not another one. Now, here that brings us to an interesting question. Mm-hmm. If we are in one of these places, and let's just pick DFW, for example, and we do have this, what's best practices if your flight gets canceled? And, you know, what do you how do you manage kind of the immediate emergency of what happens when that goes down?
Okay, so do you want to save that for another segment, or do you want to segue that into this? Because we did have that story, right, for you, what you do if it gets canceled, and multitasking. And so Dallas, DFW, had the most cancellations in February. The most reliable was McGee Tyson, which is outside Knoxville. And they did say the factors that were air traffic control, people were short staffed, we know about this, tourism overflow in Maui. And what should you do? We talked about this before. You got to stay on it. You got to stay on the apps. You got to stay on your airline. You know, most of the time you're going to notice there's something brewing, right?
Yep.
So when the flight is they start out with a delay because they don't want to cancel anything. Why don't they want to cancel anything? Because according to the DOT, the Department of Transportation, once that flight is canceled, you are owed, without question, a full refund. Okay, so they don't want to deal with that, right? They don't want to deal with that. And again, if you go on the DOT website, it's going to tell you, it's going to streamline it for you and walk you through who owes you what for what. So, you know, you start with a 20-minute delay, a half-hour delay, an hour delay, and then you see it builds up, builds up, builds up. At that juncture, you have to be educated and get on your app, start calling your airline. If you even get through, you know, someone said with the Southwest debacle, remember, they couldn't even get through. Yeah. So you start approaching the ticket desk because people are going to get in line in front of you to either change their flight, get rerouted, get on another airline. All these things are going to start, you know, culminating into the C word, cancellation. So you want to be prepared for that cancellation in time, unless you go into the airport and you see on your app, or you have, you know, flight view, there's so many trackers and different things, including
That's why now when I buy my ticket, I always opt in for all of the text and email notifications.
And you should.
I will start getting phone calls even before I've left the hotel. You know, I'll start getting heads up notices on things that may be, you know, maybe they're not canceling the flight, but they're moving it to a different gate. All that stuff that is in the automated system, and it'll just ping you every time your flight has some sort of change on it. And you don't have to really wait for the people power to make the mistake or forget who you are or whatever else. Like, you, that's why I opt in on all those. Yep. Even though I'm generally of the mindset not to opt in on notifications on travel, I always do.
No, you should. And here's the kicker. I'll tell you a short story. Patrick was hunting out in October, and he was in a very small town called Hayden, which is Steamboat, Colorado, which he was waiting for his connection to go to Denver. I got the notification before he did in the airport that his flight was going to be canceled.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
The apps. Yep.
Well, how much of what we are dealing with can be addressed by congressional members? Coming up next, we've got a special guest, Congressman Anthony D'Esposito of CD4 in New York, Southern Nassau County. He's the ranking member on the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. And there's a lot to discuss, not only about flights and so forth, but also our LIRR situation, which has had some delays of recent. That and more coming up on Travel Night. Don't go anywhere.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
All right. I tell you every single week that Mike Connors will answer one of your questions, one of your real questions here personally. And Mike, this week's question comes from John in Queens. He says, Mike, my aunt died. I can't afford to pay for the funeral, but I know she had life insurance policy. Can I collect that to pay for her funeral? Mike Connors.
Well, the big question on that, who's the beneficiary of the life insurance policy? Yes, if you're the beneficiary, you can collect that. You can work with your funeral director, and most of them, I think, will do this. If you're not the beneficiary, you may have a problem. But then again, who is the beneficiary? Maybe they should pay for the funeral. But some people are under the mistaken impression that if you have an insurance policy, it's used to pay for a funeral, and it's automatic. It doesn't quite work that way. That money belongs to the beneficiary.
Even if it's an insurance policy that's specifically designed to be for post-death expenses?
Yes, because, you know, ahead of time, the aunt could have made a deal with the funeral parlor and assigned the policy over to the funeral parlor. But if she didn't do that, that money belongs to the beneficiary.
Well, it's important to know these things, and friends, that's why we're always telling you the biggest mistake you can have happened with your end-of-life planning is to just not plan at all. So call Mike Connors and his team at Connors and Sullivan this week. Get your plans looked at. See what you need. Maybe it's a will. Maybe it's a trust. The McCulloughs have done this. We certainly recommend the wonderful team at Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. And then Mike will be ready to answer more questions from you. Just send them to askmikeconnors@gmail.com, askmikeconnors@gmail.com. And then be listening Saturdays at 8 o'clock in the morning for on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA, and Sunday morning starting at 11 on AM 970, The Answer. Mike Connors, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Now more than ever, I want you to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. These are just natural food in a vegetarian capsule, and they've got tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. In fact, the daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in it. And Balance of Nature will give you access, if you call today, to your own health coach at no additional charge, because they just want you to live a healthy life. Call your personal health coach and discuss any questions and concerns you may have. This is a tremendous service that the Howard family, the originators of Balance of Nature, provide to you at no charge. Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. And remember, the best defense against any virus is your own strong immune system. Start your journey to a better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Dennis Prager is tired of the fear-mongering.
Al Gore and these other crackpots have been saving the world since 1990 at least. Every 12 years we're warned it's too late if we don't do anything. And we do almost nothing except ruin people's lives. The damage that the latest panic mongers are doing is daily in the news.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer. The only station in New York that doesn't hold back. AM 970. The Answer. Back to Kevin McCullough and Radio Night Live from New York.
Well, as the impetus of this radio show is to focus on and help New York recover from all that we've been through in the last 3 years, travel continues to be one of the areas that we focus on every Tuesday. And the reason that we do is because we know it's important to people here in the tri-state area, Linda, that want to get where they need to go. But also, we want people to travel to see us as well, as one of the most important destinations in the country. And that's why Linda Perillo and Kevin McCullough are with you every Tuesday. And we're honored to have a very special guest joining us now, Congressman Anthony D'Esposito of the Congressional District 4 in New York, Southern Nassau County. Tony, it's good to have you. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it. When we think about what is going on as it pertains to the tri-state and to specifically New Yorkers getting from one part of our area to another, you guys are starting to take up some stuff in the committee that would be rather significant for us. What are you guys working on?
Well, there's a few things that we're working on right now. I mean, obviously, the committee as a whole, and something that's very important to Chairman Graves, who's a lover of the aviation world. We're working on the FAA reauthorization. Obviously, I'm doing my best to leverage my position on the committee to advocate for New York City and for the priorities here in Long Island, especially our airports, the surrounding areas, LaGuardia, Kennedy, and, of course, MacArthur. There's been an issue that we're fighting with and hoping that part of the reauthorization will be able to assist some union jobs out of a Long Island facility in Uniondale. And, of course, connecting with the Port Authority to determine areas of need in the New York metro area. And then in addition to what we're focusing on with the reauthorization of the FAA, my office has been working very closely, or as best we can, with the MTA and the LIRR, obviously with all the issues that riders have been having with the opening of Grand Central.
So as we are, as that is in process, what are you identifying as the biggest challenges and things that we need help with here in the tri-state?
So I think that what we're focused on is to, implement new technology to make sure that the funding is there for the New York metropolitan area. And listen, it's no secret in all, many years, there's always been a battle between the rest of the country and making sure that New York gets its fair share. Obviously, we've seen it with situations like the SALT deduction and in other places. So we're making sure that, these New York majority makers that they've tokened us as, that we're doing our best to fight the good fight and make sure that New York and Long Island are well represented and that we're getting our fair share of what we need to keep our people moving in and out of this great state.
The Long Island Railroad has had a lot of issues in the last couple of years, and certainly with the way things got changed during the pandemic, there were challenges. But is there any hope for those that are using the LIRR, Congressman, to be based on this idea that you're going to see improvements in the days to come?
I do. I mean, we met with MTA senior officials not last week, the week before, to discuss solutions and obviously advocate for the commuters' concerns. I led a letter from the New York delegation to the MTA and the LIRR, the president outlining residents' concerns with the new train timetables with the opening of Grand Central Madison. So, yes, I do think that they've implemented some changes over the last couple weeks, week to 10 days. And I know that the communication and the concerns from residents and riders has definitely decreased. So I'm hoping that the work that we've done, has enabled riders to have an easier commute.
So, Congressman, the part that interests me here, I was listening to you about, general public transportation. So talk to us a little bit about the airports. I think really LaGuardia, more than anything, really is kind of the diamond in the rough now for us, don't you think?
Absolutely. I mean, especially now for me spending more time in airports than I probably ever have in my life. LaGuardia has seen some really great work, and a lot of that funding has come from the feds. And now with a new infrastructure in place, there are opportunities for us to not only, improve technology, but also create a safer ride and safer transportation opportunity for the people who come in and out of the tri-state area. And that's what I'm doing. And that's what one of the things I'm working on, not only with the FAA reauthorization, but funding in general for the area, as well as my work on Homeland Security, to make sure that the men and women who, stand the line at our ports have the resources, have the training, and have everything that they need to keep not only us safe, but keep themselves safe.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'll be happy to know that none of the tri-state airports came in the horror zone of the worst airports in the United States for anything, for delays, for cancellations, for anything. So you've been doing
So I don't have that list. Please tell me which ones they were.
They're not. You didn't make it. You didn't.
But which ones are on there? I'd love to know, because I'm actually in Orlando right now, and I would have to say that the delays here don't seem that great. So I'm wondering if they are on there.
Yeah,
Orlando,
no, they didn't make
Orlando's
it.
A city. Orlando's another one that's a city within a city. That airport's really, really bustling. Yeah. Well, you have Maui, which is I can never say Kahului Airport. You had Reno Tahoe, Harry Reid in Las Vegas, DFW, Dallas-Fort Worth, Notorious. I knew they would make the list, Notorious. And then Logan, which is really not that far from us, because, you know, we advise people sometimes when they travel, you know, you can always leave out of Boston. It's only 3 hours away. So Logan is kind of like on the fringe for us, but it's still not in the New York area. So you're still doing good, Congressman.
All right, good. Good. But check that box.
The derailments and the delays that the Transportation Department has had just the early portion of this year, with all of the derailments, with all of the we've had a couple of shutdowns of airline operations. Are you guys talking to the Department of Transportation and seeing what can be done to make sure that people get where they need to go?
Yeah, we are. We're in constant contact, especially, like I said, our chairman's in constant contact with the secretary. Obviously, the communication between his office and staff and our committee hasn't been the greatest. I think that he has fallen short on his commitment to the transportation industry, specifically to some of the derailments and their response. But nonetheless, we need to we need to pick up those pieces and do our best to ensure that we continue to do the good work that we're trying to do to make sure that, like you said, as the nicer weather comes about, that Americans and visitors are able to travel safely. So we are in constant communication. We are doing our best to make sure that the issues that we've seen are hopefully being rectified and corrected. And we're going to do everything we can and make sure that, I guess more importantly, we hold those accountable who are the face of the reasons as to why we've faced some of these issues.
Yeah. Is there any update on what's happened in Ohio? And are you aware of any developments there that we may not have reported on here?
There's nothing new as of the last few weeks. We are planning some committee hearings in the very near future. I know that we were working on getting the agenda together and preparing questions for potential witnesses. So I think that's going to be probably in the time frame right after the Passover Easter break.
Okay. Well, we're talking with Congressman Anthony D'Esposito of Long Island. And Congressman, thank you for the work you're doing. Thank you for being with us tonight.
Thank you. Have a safe one.
You got it.
You too. Enjoy your trip. Bye-bye.
There he goes. He's stuck in Orlando, but he spent time with us, Linda. I feel honored.
that we
got his time. Coming right back, more Travel Night on the way, including how a little engine that could went from being the worst airport to a world's best. Next.
Sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you that if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy with Route 22 Toyota.
Dennis Prager here. Visit the Holy Land with me and Inspiration Cruises and Tours. No other trip will be like it. The Stand with Israel Tour. Call 855-565-5519 or visit standwithisraeltour.com.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate. If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10, our very own Dottie Herman, vice chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there is no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. Why? Because she is the best, period. So tune in, Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 on AM 970, The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm in my early 60s. I can't tell you how good I feel all day, especially because I work about a 12 and a half hour shift. I mean, I get up at 4 and I'm at work at 5:30. You know, the afternoons, I would start to kind of lag a little bit, you know, start slowing down. Well, within a day or two, I was not lagging. I had energy. I mean, I was singing and, you know, kind of dancing around a little bit. And I mean, the only thing I changed was balance of nature. That's no lie. That's the truth. I mean, I see it in the commercials and I believe it because I live it.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code Brandon.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekday afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
You can't sleep. You can't eat. There's no doubt you're in deep.
Radio Night Live from New York. Here's Kevin McCullough. Another
kid. Well, I cannot tell you, Linda, the Linda Perillo, Kevin McCullough with you. I cannot tell you the amount of anxiety that it visits upon my heart when someone tells me that they're flying in or out of LaGuardia Airport. Like for years.
And it was always,
it was so torn up, and it was such a disaster out there. You know, everything in and out was like down to one lane. You were talking earlier about how spacious DFW is. You literally, once you enter the boundary of the airport, you literally drive for like 5 miles to get to where the terminals, even the rental cars, and they're, you know, a couple of miles away from the terminals. It's just so spacious, and there's like big 4-lane highways that come down to 2 lanes each that go into them, and it's super easy to get in and out of. They do have delays. Everything is far apart from each other, but there's a certain a matter of comfort there because you're able to just exhale and be like, okay, all is good. That was not the case with LaGuardia for the longest time, and when people would tell me they were coming, I was like, yeah, try to fly anywhere except LaGuardia. And I didn't really like them to come into JFK because if you live on the other side of the George Washington Bridge, you could spend as much time getting to and from either one of those as you can in air, in flight, flying from one coast to the other sometimes. So it's always been kind of a bit of a disaster. But things have been looking up for little LaGuardia lately. Tell us the story.
Well, you know, here's the thing. And I was trying to get through this article. It didn't really focus on what did it. And I think if we look at what LaGuardia was. Now, right, if we're all from the tri-state, we know LaGuardia was a dump. I mean, I think dump is actually a beautification word and very euphemistic for other things. LaGuardia was horrible. It was gross. You know, the parking was bad. Even the Delta terminal, listen, when I was working for my dad and I would fly in and out to go to Washington or Boston for a trade show or whatever, you know, you'd always take the shuttle, right? We'd take the Delta shuttle in and out of there. I mean, but the rest of the airport was disgusting. So, you know, the bottom line is it was a massive facelift, It made the airport gorgeous. And now it's considered one of the world's best airports, especially focusing on, they said, Terminal 2. And even our friend Joe Biden, we're going to say this because we kind of agree, famously said LaGuardia was like being in some third world country.
Yeah, it was.
And if you think of like the worst airport you've ever been in, that was LaGuardia. So the bottom line is they paid a lot, a ton of money. And it became one of the world's best airports of 2023. It's like a brand new. Now, I heard that plans were axed on Monday, right? They were going to have a light rail link from Manhattan to LaGuardia, which would have been fantastic. And they bagged it. And I think, too, part of that is that, you know, LaGuardia, I think the volume into in and out of LaGuardia, because it was such a gross place to be, just became less and less and less. And it was because people were choosing, again, you have to remember, Newark Liberty, out of the three airports, except now, right, we have LaGuardia, which had a facelift, a huge facelift. You know, Newark Liberty was the baby of the three of them. Right. And became a little more novel. It was more mainstream. It was more modern. It was in and out traffic because they did a big, huge job on Newark. So Newark right. became like the airport to fly out of. And especially for us when we're in New Jersey, it was very helpful when it became international. So now we're going to go back to LaGuardia. People are like, OK, I can leave out of LaGuardia. I can. And it's beautiful and it's beautiful inside. And that's what appeals. I hate to say it. Appeals to the traveler, you know? So there you go.
Well, and that is, and I have to admit, now I don't feel that way like I used to about LaGuardia. But I remember the worst flight experience I ever had, and I've traveled a good bit, probably not nearly as much as you, but I've done a lot more like domestic, like getting to weird little corners of the U.S. and taking connections at small airports to get to like little college campuses to do speeches and stuff. And I was headed to Denver. Actually, I was headed to Colorado Springs and I was connecting through Denver and I needed to get there because I was speaking the next morning. And I showed up at the terminal at LaGuardia where that was at. And it was like a free for all. It reminded me literally of the airport that I was in when I flew through Haiti at one point in time. And the chaos that was going on, and in fact, I griped about it on Twitter that night when I finally got on a plane, and I got a personal note back from the vice president of Delta Airlines, who I was flying, apologizing, and because I guess they thought I was on the radio and might say something not so nice about it, they wanted to make sure that they made me whole. But Linda, if you weren't that person, you didn't get that outreach, and I'm glad to see that LaGuardia has cleaned it up, and hopefully it's moving that direction for quite some time to come. She's Linda Perillo. I'm Kevin McCullough. It's Travel Night. We're coming right back.
It's Dr. Lederman about innovative cancer treatment options often hidden elsewhere. Dr. Lederman discusses all options, what every doctor should do. Patients are amazed at Dr. Lederman's first in America radio surgery, Hidden Options. Non-invasive, outpatient, highly successful treatment where we attack the cancer. I'm Dr. Lederman for your loved one with cancer treatment options that may have been hidden from you when most needed. For newer recurrent cancers, most anywhere in the body, even if prior chemo, surgery, or radiation didn't work or isn't wanted, call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, for appointment and free cancer treatment booklet DVD. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Learn about hidden cancer treatment options. Hidden no more with Dr. Lederman. 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
My name is Imran Ansari, and I lead the Civil Litigation Division of Idala, Bertuna & Kamens, the preeminent New York litigation law firm. The tires screech, the impact is felt. Boom. You've just been in a car accident. It's a scary situation that none of us want to experience. But if you have been injured in a car accident, then you may be entitled to significant monetary compensation for your injuries. It's important you speak to an attorney right away to make sure your rights are protected. Myself and our team of experienced trial attorneys will never settle for less than what you deserve. We are always ready to go to court to fight for you and seek justice. So if you or a loved one have been injured in an accident, don't delay. Call Idala Bertuna & Kamen at 212-486-0011. That's 212-486-0011. Or visit us on the web at idalalaw.com. idalalaw.com. Idala Bertuna & Kamens, fighting for justice, fighting for you.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Call in to the Joe Piscopo Show and let your voice be heard.
Hey, let me go to Tom in Boca Raton.
Your show is
in my opinion, the great American story. Joe Piscopo's father, the family, Al, everybody in your show. You guys put together a team. I love your show. Everybody's beautiful. We're very fortunate to have a great American story, Joe Piscopo.
Joe Piscopo, weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow are launching the new MyPillow 2.0 with a special buy one, get one free offer. The MyPillow 2.0 offers a brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. The new fabric dissipates heat and humidity to create a cooling sensation to maintain a cooler surface temperature. MyPillow knows core body temperature plays a big role in how well you sleep. The new fabric technology helps regulate your body temperature throughout the night by creating a lower surface temperature for a more restful night's sleep. Machine washable and dryable with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee and made in the USA. Just go to the radio listeners page at MyPillow.com, use the promo code AM970 or call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on the new MyPillow 2.0, 800-651-0798. 0798.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com. From New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, Linda Perillo, glad to have you with us, of course, on Travel Night here at Radio Night Live. And it's one of those things that I love talking about. I love doing it more, but I love talking about it for sure. And Linda, there's no one I'd rather talk about it with more than you every Tuesday, because you always help me learn things I didn't know. We've talked a lot about the problems with airports tonight, but yeah. Skytrax have rated the world's best airports as well. Where might some of these be?
Well, guess what? None of them.
So we didn't make the good or the bad list.
I'm laughing because there's only one in the United States that made it. One.
Oh, wow.
One. And that would be number 18. Can we hear it for Seattle-Tacoma International Airport?
Seattle-Tacoma, honestly?
Seattle-Tacoma, sorry, Kev. Yep.
Yeah.
Number one. And listen, you got to remember these guys, they're always ahead of the game everywhere. Singapore. I mean, this airport, if you looked at the article, if you looked at the video, I mean, this is like Disney World. They have a soccer field. I mean, they have the most beautiful shops. Listen, I'd like to have my flight canceled just to stay there. It's really, I mean, it looks really, really, really amazing. We went to Hamad International Airport. Another one, not surprising, right? Tokyo International Airport, Haneda. Incheon International Airport. Here's one that kind of surprised me, was Paris, Charles de Gaulle, Istanbul, Munich, Zurich.
What is the other airport in Paris? Because there's two major ones.
Come on, Kevin, you put me on the spot. Charles de Gaulle, and what is it?
We flew through there when I took, huh?
Oh, ask Siri. Come on, man.
Well, the reason that I say is because the one that we flew in and out of that was not Charles de Gaulle was actually closer to the heart of downtown. It didn't take as long to get there.
Orly.
Yeah, and Orly. It was a really good experience. We experienced no delays and got in and out. Was easy to find, a car transport. I don't think we used Uber. I think we used something else or just hailed a cab or something. But it was a nice, quick, and it was like literally 25 minutes from getting our bags to getting to our hotel. And I thought that was one of the more efficient times that I've gone through there. But I'm sad to see that Orly didn't make it, because I do believe that Orly is a little gem of an airport there in Europe.
Well, you know, here too, like Fiumicino made it, Rome, right? Fiumicino, that was number 13. We also have Ciampino Airport, which is much smaller and probably more like Orly. Yeah. And listen, the smaller the airport, let's face it, the smaller the airport, the easier it is to get in and out. You may have a couple of gates. You don't have a huge terminal. you know, it's a lot better. But, you know, these international airports are humongous. They become malls. They become entertainment centers. They become a lot of things that they weren't, you know, 30 years ago. And I think that's what with the focus of this piece was. So you have Istanbul, Munich, Zurich. You have the Narita International Airport, Madrid, Barajas Airport, Vienna, Helsinki. Again, Rome Fiumicino, number 13 here, lucky number 13. 14 is Copenhagen. Then 15, Kansai International. 16, Chubu Centrair International Airport. 17, of course, this comes in, Dubai, right? Because everything in Dubai is beautiful.
Yeah, if it's like the rest of the country, it's got to be stellar.
Here's your friend at number 18, just coming in under the wire, Kev, is Seattle Tacoma International. 19 is Melbourne, and wiping up the rear is Vancouver International Airport. And I think they based most of this from what I gather. Like Cape Town International Airport is the best airport in Africa. Delhi Airport is the best airport in India. South Asia and Bogota's El Dorado International Airport, one of the best airports in South America. You know, so they did subcategorize these. But they were based on kind of the glam of the airport, the way the airport functions, the tech of the airport, you know, how easy it was to get Wi-Fi and, you know, the system. And it says, like, the Houston airport system, which boasts one of the largest collections of public art in the state of Texas, won the award on behalf of William P. Hobby Airport and George Bush Intercontinental Houston Airport, which means that they're also looking at, like, the fluff. Like, are you going to the airport to look at an art collection? I'm not.
Yeah, no.
But it gave them a boost, and they won for that. So, you know, it's very, very interesting. Listen, the airports, and we were just talking about LaGuardia, right? You know, the airports are starting more and more and more. They mean different things to different people. You know, they catch the eye. It's the convenience that's there. What restaurant is there? It's a whole bunch of different things. It's not like it was 30 years ago when you just wanted to be in an airport to get in and get out. And there were like two shops, right? Maybe you got a cup of coffee and then there was a gift shop and that was it. Not anymore.
I do wonder a little bit if it's going to be that much of a crush this year because the economy continues to kind of hamper it. I know that you guys at Perillo say that this is still going to be like one of their best years yet. It is hard to see that when you see like all the headlines of the layoffs and, you know, the different industries that are doing what they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, listen, this is also when you see this and we're starting to rate airports according to the glam factor, basically, I think you're starting to see an upward trend again in traveling and what people are looking for and, you know, what they're willing to pay. And here's the bottom line. We have so many airports. I mean, in the tri-state, I said, right, we're spoiled. You know, in Boise, Idaho, they're not spoiled. You know, they can leave out of one major airport and then they have to connect four different times. You know, in the tri-state where we are, we kind of have our choice. And that kind of puts these airports into competition. You know, how far away they away from your house? What do they have there? I know my kids, you know, when they fly, they're like, oh my God, we like the JetBlue terminal at JFK because they have Melissa's cupcakes. Really? Is that why we're leaving from there? I want to leave out of HPN. I want to leave out of Westchester because there's two gates and one Starbucks. I mean, really?
That's it. That's it. I don't need the fancy stuff at the airport. That's where I'm going. Whatever I get to when I'm going, that's what I want.
Yep,
well,
that's it.
This has been very educational tonight for sure. Too bad that only one American airport made the list, though. In Seattle Tacoma of all of them.
Like, Seattle Tacoma, yeah.
And I haven't been through it, so I'm kind of in the dark on it. So maybe that's my bad. When we come back, it's Perillo Pointers time, and there's some things you need to know about lingo and terminology when you're at the airport. Linda's going to fill us in on that. Stick around.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Now more than ever, I want you to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. These are just natural food in a vegetarian capsule, and they've got tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. In fact, the daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in it. And Balance of Nature will give you access, if you call today, to your own health coach at no additional charge because they just want you to live a healthy life. Call your personal health coach and discuss any questions and concerns you may have. This is a tremendous service that the Howard family, the originators of Balance of Nature, provide to you at no charge. Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. And remember, the best defense against any virus is your own strong immune system. Start your journey to a better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What does the perfect wedding entail? Just you, the love of your life, your guests, and the iconic New York City skyline. Sound too good to be true? It's not. You can say I do, all with gorgeous views of the New York City skyline in the distance on board the Atlantis Yacht of New York Cruises. Call 212-633-1231 to book your unforgettable event today. New York Cruises is the premier unique wedding venue. They have a dedicated staff of experienced hospitality professionals who can provide you with wedding cruise event planning services every step of the way. Call 212-633-1231 to book your unforgettable event today. Your guests will dine in style on the main deck, sky deck, and lounge deck with 360-degree views of the Manhattan skyline. The Atlantis of New York Cruises is the perfect venue for corporate events, weddings, engagement and anniversary parties, reunions, retirement parties, birthdays, bar or bat mitzvahs, you name it. Call 212-633-1231 to book your unforgettable event today or visit newyorkcruises.com.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-419-2387. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-419-2387. 800-419-2387. 800-419-2387.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right, just a few minutes left in Travel Night, and that means it's time for Linda to pull out the pen and paper and give us all of her pointers. Tonight we have been airport-themed all the way through, and the hour has literally, Linda, flown by. I won't use puns anymore, I promise.
I do not want mercy.
In fact, I'll bring that rhetorical stream of talking to a landing. We will land the plane.
Good for you.
As you give us the Perillo's pointers for tonight's lingo around airports.
So listen, this is actually a layover, a stopover, and what's the difference, right? So a layover and a stopover differ, okay? Usually you're not on a nonstop, right? So when you have a layover, you are laying over, basically, and you're waiting for your next flight, and it should only be a few hours. Now, Kevin, did you know that a legal connection is 35 minutes? Now, imagine being a DFW and needing to connect, right?
Oh, I've missed them going through there. I've missed them a dozen times.
35 minutes means it's the time you land to the time the next flight takes over. And that's a legal connection. That's a layover. A stopover could be hours longer. It can also be days, allowing you to stay over a few days, a night, whatever. So you have to know the difference, because when you buy a ticket that has a stopover, there may be you're allowed to use that same ticket to go on to your next flight, even if it's a few days later. A layover can be as long as 14 hours, if you want to know the truth. And of course, the intercontinental routes have the longer layovers because they could be overnight. And you may have to claim your bags and head to the hotel. The shorter layovers, if you're coming into international airspace and you're landing, you may also have to collect your bags, although some may be checked through. So the bottom line here is know the difference between your layover and your stopover, know what you can and cannot do with your time there, and know where your bag's over, and make sure you know your connection and you know your next gate. Okay? There you go.
Sounds pretty simple. All we have to do is make sure that we follow the rules as Linda lays them out for us each week. And if you miss any of the Perilla pointers, we've always got the entire show on podcast. You can just look for Radio Night Live Travel Night under any podcast aggregator that you use. It doesn't matter which one. Just look for Radio Night Live and then look for Travel Tuesday. Linda, always a pleasure to speak with you. And thank you to all of the good people at Perillo Tours for helping people. Yeah. Your travel needs met to the very best expectations when you contact Perillo Tours at PerilloTours.com. Ask about not only their tour. They've got one with Joe Piscopo, our morning guy. They've got others in the works. But there's also a great couple of options to customize some personal travel as well. I would encourage you to check that out. You can do all that through the homepage at PerilloTours.com. Linda, it's always fun hanging out with you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, sweetie. Have a good one. See you next week.
You got it. There she goes. I'll be back tomorrow night with wellness. We'll see you then. Stop a chance.